We want to wish a mazel tov to our Shir Ayin Shagar Roth.
Perik Aleph.
Make the bris tomorrow.
Mishnah Gimel.
We're up to Perik. Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Nivlas Oif Tatami Shrikh Machshava. Hershad, the carcass of an Oif Hatane. Nanko Shrikh Machshava. We had this before. That was the first thing. This is a Chazar. That was the Ershazach. Oh, by the way, very important.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nivlas Oif Tatame. Mishnah Gimel, Tzricha Machshava, the carcass of an Oif Hatame, Tzricha Machshava, Hechsher requires water. Let's see what we get right away with the Raf. Nivla Seif Tame, She'ein Seif Li Tame Tum Chamura, She'ein Metam Odom Begodim. Okay, so Nivla Seif Tame does not, this term, She'ein Seif Li Tame Tum Chamura, cannot, does not have potential to Metam Tum Chamura. In other words, it cannot, She'ein Metam Odom Begodim. It does not have the ability in any way whatsoever to contaminate Adam, but it only can contaminate food. Oichlu b'mashkin. Menela, that's called tumakal, not tumachamura. Tzricha machshava. Sheyachshav lo echid. If you want this nevel in order to contaminate food, if you just if a Purdue chicken, Purdue's not kosher.
Of course not.
So if a Purdue chicken touches. Touches
that's,
food.
That's not enough.
Nothing happens unless there is a machshava. There's
that's
a human. What?
It's not an off tummy. No.
It's not tummy unless.
It's not an off tummy. When they mean an off tummy,
no, it means
mean
the oh, you're right. So dealing with a non-kosher, you're right. Non-kosher bird. Fine. So it has
ravens.
So a certain type of bird that's not kosher. And so you have to have kavana to eat it.
Right.
If you don't have kavana to eat it, does not have the koyach to be metane food. Tzricha machshava sheyach shayif ole. Okay, the hechsher. It requires water. It has to come in contact with water, and then it has to become tummy. The achach tiga b'sheretz, and then it comes. Then the nevela becomes the nevela itself is not tummy. The non kosher bird itself is inherently not contaminated.
It's not contaminated, but it gives off tummy.
The more no, it has to first become tummy. It first has to be received tumma.
Received tumma in order to give it over.
You have to have kavana to eat it. I want to eat it. Now the sheretz is an avatumma. That's going to make the veilas of tumma into a rishain. So the sheretz is an avatumma. This now the nevela is going to become a rishain.
Mm-hmm.
And now when the rishain touches food, it's going to be put into a sheni. Machshava sheyachol lechadiv hechsher ma'im hechsher mashkim bi'ach kach tika b'sheretz. And now, if this nevelas oif tame has the size of a beitza, it has the ability to contaminate a food. Livso then metam tumas oichlin b'chabeitza v'chachatzi pras livslos agvia. Now, let's say you eat it. Let's say you touch it. You have over here in front of you a carcass of a non-kosher bird. And this carcass of non-kosher bird, you have kavana to eat it. And it came in contact with water. And then it came in contact with the sheretz. So now it is a rishain. And you touch it. Do you become tamei? Absolutely not. No way. There's no way you can become tamei by touching. A human being can only become tamei when he comes in contact with an avatuma. A human being cannot become tamei when he comes in contact with a rishon l'tuma.
Right.
So this nivlas oif hatamei, even if it has all the conditions, there was machshava to eat it, and it was hechsher mayim, and it has the size of and it has the size of a beitza, and it came in contact with the sheretz, still cannot contaminate a person. It can only contaminate food.
Okay,
but there's one exception. If you eat it, and you eat it quickly within 3 to 9 minutes, the chatzi pras, you eat it in the amount of time that you dechatzi pras, a half loaf of bread, which is 3 to 6 eggs, then livslos agvia, your body, you become tamei. Livslos agvia, if it becomes tamei, v'yachol min chatzi pras. Sure, you have to eat more. You have to, if it comes tamei, and you ate from it, not the zman. A chatzi pras, what's a chatzi pras? Shehi beitzel mechza, 1.5 eggs. Nifsal gufa lechol b'tshuvah shehitvel. Then you become a sheni. That is the exception.
Mm-hmm.
Touching it, nothing happens. But if you eat it,
mm-hmm.
and you have to eat a lot, like tomorrow we can eat a lot of food.
Eichlem kebeitza.
Eichlem kebeitza. No, that's the chatzipras. If you eat a chatzipras, then you eat a little, so then you become tummy. Then you, your body becomes tummy.
Mm-hmm.
The ain bok zayis besablia. Weinbach is a zayis of lid. The Simit says, and what does that mean? The Simit is a lid. It's not enough. A beitza is not enough. A zayis is not enough. You have to eat a beitza. A beitza is two eggs. So here it's really going to be three eggs, because it says a chatzi pras is a beitza mechsa. So it's approximately three eggs. Three eggs. So Weinbach is a zayis of beitza liya. The Simit nevela trefa lo yoychal l'tom naba. Mishu subi shum oychal nevela metam v'achil beitza liya.
If the prohibition is nevela, matame v'achila bebeis avliya. Yotz zesh ain't sur b'shem bal toichal nevela, elam b'shem bal toichal davar tame. It's not nevela, and divlas oif tame is not the isser is not the nevela. It's midim midin tame. Ain isser chal al isser. You're a dafyomi man. You know the sugya of ain isser chal al isser. Ain isser chal al isser. So nevela. Nivlas of atame is also because of atame, not because of tumah. So male of the shear does not apply to yoyoy chalav kazayis. The shear is going to be a base of press. All right, this goes on and on. We have to stop here. At least we learned something.